Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Hey, we're continuing on in 1 Corinthians 16, but we're sort of stuck on a couple of verses here. We've been looking at the previous episode about what Paul was saying. He was telling them, hey, I'm in Ephesus. I'm going to stay here to Pentecost. For a wide door for effective work, for effective power has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. And so we had to chase that rabbit, right? So we've gone back to Acts 19 and we've seen what's going on. And we saw where Paul was in the synagogue where he was reasoning with them and persuading with them. And some people believe he reasoned and persuaded about the kingdom of God. And he did so through the word, the Old Testament, through the power of the Spirit. And I dare say that he would also use traditional Jewish writings and things like that. Well, some people believed and some didn't. And some became very hardened and disobedient. And I love the Greek word for that. It literally means that they refused to believe. That they couldn't believe. It doesn't mean they could not believe. They refused to believe. If you refuse to believe something, that means that you know, at least to some degree, that what's being said is true, and you are forthrightly refusing and rejecting that truth. And that's what they were doing. So he winds up moving the disciples over to the school of Tyrannus. He had a room there. And then it said this, verse 11, that God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. What were those extraordinary miracles? Well, one example is verse 12. So that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went away. So we talked about that in a previous episode. Now, verse 13. But, well, you knew there was going to be a but, didn't you? But also, some of the Jewish exorcists who went from place to place attempted to name over those who had evil spirits, or the evil spirits, the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Because what we saw at the end of the 12th verse is that the people who were sick, they had these handkerchiefs or these aprons carried and were laid upon their bodies, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits came out. So there seems to be a real tight tie-in here between the diseases and the evil spirits. Evil spirits were causing some diseases. Well, Jewish exorcist, and you think, is there such a thing? Oh, yeah, there's such a thing. Yeah. There were people who were Jewish in faith, Jewish in belief, Jewish in culture and tradition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There were those among them that were exorcists. Okay, and what does an exorcist do? They bind oaths, they bind spells, they cast out unclean spirits, theoretically, right? But some of them who went from place to place. So what does that tell us? They're itinerant exorcists. They go from place to place doing exactly this. Now, folks, these were not just crazy people. We're about to see in the next verse why we know that. But look what they did. They attempted, the operative phrase being attempted, to name over those who had the evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. So that shows us several things here. They heard what Paul was preaching. What is Paul preaching? He's preaching Jesus. He's preaching the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, what we've seen in Acts 15. That is what he's preaching. These Jewish exorcists had seen Paul preach Jesus, had seen Paul, it says, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches, had seen Paul by the name of Jesus heal people, cast out spirits from people. They had seen this. So they attempted to do the same thing. So that's what these Jewish exorcists to do is. We're doing. Now watch this. And we'll get started in this. I'm not sure we'll be able to finish this account. But verse 14 says, seven sons of one Sceva, a Jewish priest, were doing this. So who was doing it? Well, here's an example. There were these seven men, seven sons of Sceva. And Sceva was a Jewish chief priest. So this is not just your average crazy Jewish guy living out in the country. Okay. These folks knew the scripture, and they were Jewish exorcists. So they were attempting to do this. Verse 15, I love this. And the evil spirit answered and said to them. So what were they doing? They were saying, I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. So they're latching on to the name that Paul is preaching. And they're saying, by the name of Jesus, this I adjure you means, I swear to you, and make a solemn pledge to you. Okay? In other words, hey, I'm really, really serious about this. I'm making an oath. I adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. They were using the name of Jesus, telling the demonic spirits, the evil spirits, to leave. The evil spirit answered, verse 15, and said to them, I recognize Jesus, and I know about Paul, but who are you? My goodness. Oh, gosh. This, I don't know why. It always causes me to chuckle, because this is just so, so profound. It really is. Because this evil spirit came back and says, I know Jesus. The Greek word is gnosko, to recognize, to acknowledge, to know, to perceive. They knew Jesus. So we know who Jesus is. Okay? I recognize Jesus. And I know about Paul. It means to know, but I'm acquainted is what it literally means. I understand. I've heard about Paul. I know Jesus. I know exactly who he is. We're acquainted with Paul. But who are you? What does that tell us about the unseen realm? What does that tell us about the spiritual realm? What does that tell us about the battle that we're in and day out? Okay? This evil spirit sat there and says, hey, I recognize. They have to acknowledge. I'm recognizing and acknowledge who Jesus is. I know who Jesus is. And I'm acquainted with Paul. But who are you? Who in the world do you think you are? The one who's sitting here using the name of Jesus, the one that Paul uses. Verse 16. And the man in whom was the evil spirit leaped on them and subdued all of them and overpowered them, so they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This man jumped on these seven sons, beat them up, overpowered them, stripped them of their clothes, and sent them out wounded, bloodied. Sent them out, one man with a demon. Verse 17, this became known to all, both Jews and Greeks, who lived in Ephesus, and fear fell upon them all, and the name of the Lord was being magnified. Oh, you want to know what a wide door for effective work is? This is it. You want to know what adversaries are? Yes, religious rulers fighting against you. Yeah. It's an evil spirit trying to emulate you. It's an evil spirit trying to deceive people by the name in which you are empowered. These are forms of the many adversaries. But guess what happens? This was known. Everybody heard about it, the Jews and the Greeks, everybody who lived in Ephesus. And fear fell upon them all. For those who are believers, the fear of the Lord, a marvelous, wonderful thing. For those that are yet to be believers, oh, the fear, what in the world is this? Because the last thing that was said was, the name of the Lord Jesus was being magnified, being raised up, being exalted. They're saying, it literally means to be declared to be made great. The name of Jesus. This is effective, energized work. This, folks, is what we're supposed to be doing. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.